Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
Oh, he is totally serious, baby. You're listening to Ed Calchosa Sports Radio. I, of course, am the host with the most, Perry Ellis, and I'm joined by...
The Doc.
What's up, Doc?
Very original.
Well, for those of you tuning in, you just saw the traditional two-bits cheer there by the varsity cheerleading squad. And as I take a gander over to the scoreboard, I see 17 minutes and 53 seconds before the kickoff of tonight's ball game. Game time here at my laptop is 7:12, and we're ready to get this game shown or get this game on the road.
Yeah, it's a game, obviously, where the Jackets will be heavily favored. I believe the Harris was no line, I believe, which really means just, like, don't bother.
No chance.
Basically, it's a polite way of saying that. But, you know, Valley View brings Dave Evans and his running game. Jackets kind of struggled somewhat last week, of course, up to a probably far better team. But it's football, and football, you only have to be better one night, not for a whole season. It's not like a best of seven. So anything can happen, I'm sure. You know, so Lees and the players set the right things that you're supposed to do during the week when you have a when you're heavily favored. But we all know kids, 17-year-old kids, may not be focused, but we'll see what happens. They probably will take care of business as expected. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, you cannot be serious about the ratings there. You never know. Like you said, you were alluding to it towards the end of what you were saying right now. But bottom line is Valley View is you know coming into the last couple seasons with only one victory under their belt, and of course it was in a very similar situation last year. Of course, with that 7-6 upset over the Mercedes Tigers homecoming. And for those of you that are out of the state or out of the region, tonight is the Ed Calchosa homecoming. So, very similar fashion, I'm sure the Tigers have set up their mind. They're ready. They're prepared, and they have upset in mind.
Right. Well, I'm sure, like you alluded to the Mercedes. I'm sure last year before that game, if you'd have said I picked Valley View, you probably would have been laughed at and probably stuff thrown at you.
Probably and the same people that laughed at Pace and Weslaco.
Exactly. So I'm sure Solis has preached to them about the. You know, Pace and Weslaco, last year Valley View Mercedes. Again, it's football. You just have to be better for four quarters, not for a whole season, not for two games. You have to be better than that team for one game. Will it happen? I wouldn't pick it to happen, but it certainly is possible.
Well, I can tell you this much: Ed Calchosa has not been a team that is fazed by momentum. Certainly, in a lot of the games this season, momentum has not always been on their side. They found themselves down. They found themselves tied. Or they found themselves with a short lead, and this down momentum is what I mean has not fazed them, okay. And for that reason, you know, if indeed they do find themselves here down early, you know, if Valley View does strike first, I don't see the Jackets being affected by that.
Right. Well, yeah, they got tons of experience, tons of big game experience. They had tons of big game experience this season alone in the first two games. Last week we kind of saw Westaco East kind of wilt. Under that bright spotlight, which all started with that, you know, that unusual head-scratching call towards the end of the half there, and it just kind of, like, took a downward spiral. Now, that call never happens. Would the Jackets still have won? I probably think so. But, you know, you never know. But I think, you know, they did wilt under that spotlight. The Jackets will not do that. These kids, you know, this current class of seniors and juniors of the varsity squad, they've seen the previous teams. They've seen the playoff games. They've seen the player. They've seen the E.E. Porter game. The EE, you know, BSJ Memorial. They've seen all those games. They know what it's like to play in front of a packed stadium when the other crowd's going. Like you said, it doesn't faze them.
And, you know, I have to give credit where credit is due. Of course, you making the comment, I honestly didn't think it was that big of a game-changing play, the punt against Weslaco East the week before, the fake punt that was stopped. I mean, it was big in the sense that it resulted in a touchdown. But of course, you illustrated that point towards the end or at the end of the game when we did our post game show. But you know, that's exactly what the articles, all the write-ups about that game focused on. They talked about that as far as momentum and stuff like that. And that's why I meant that comment earlier about momentum. You know, I don't think that was, you know, a factor in Ed Cauchosa's victory.
Yeah, well, like you said, I mean, you talk about momentum and for the Jackets, but to when you're a underdog like East was last week, you need that kind of momentum to actually, because, you know, the Jackets were the better team, clearly. I think they were clearly the better team. But, you know, for a team like East to pull out that win, they need that momentum. They need to feed off the crowd. And that kind of killed that. Again, likely the Jackets probably would have pulled it out anyway, regardless, I think. You know, with stars like Nino, Roger Garcia, Artie Danguma, all kinds, you know, stars everywhere. I mean, Nino obviously being the superstar of the team, but there are other playmakers. So they probably would have won. But, you know, that kind of, you know, it took out that momentum factor that could have helped East. You know, the momentum that you need when you're an underdog to beat that kind of team.
Well, speaking of momentum, I know that for the first time in history, the last week, the Wildcats defeated Ed Cauchosa at any level. I know the JV last week lost to the Wildcats 8-6 in a very, very close game. So certainly that could be a momentum for next season. But, you know, enough about Weston Luis. Let's talk about the game at hand here, Valley View. Let's start with the offense first. What do you think the factor? Well, no, actually, let's start with the defense, because I think that's for the most part, the offense has already proved themselves all season long. Let's start with the defense. What do you think is going to be the factor here at stopping the Valley View Tigers?
Well, before we move on to the criticism, let's just point out that we did not mean to talk bad about these kids or so forth. We know they try hard, they're doing their best, but we're just going to point out some shortcomings that we've seen in the gameplay. Again, we know they're trying hard, they're doing the best they can, so we do not mean to put it out anyway. But, you know, the line to me does not seem to be that much of a problem. They did not really seem to become gaps. What I kind of saw was, like, in the running game, the running success of East, kind of like the linebackers not filling in the gaps, or the linebacker in the secondary not coming up. At least that's what I saw. Again, we're not really watching as a scout. We're kind of watching the ball to call the action. But that's kind of what you notice. So, you know, you have to figure what, you know, Evans has great history of running. He had Donna with that incredible running game over over a successful run there. His offense this year actually has decent stats, you know. So it'd be interesting. Again, and he's also a great football mind, obviously, to be successful, to have that run he had at Donna. Hasn't really had the horses, you know, this in Valley View. He's kind of building it up. He's kind of made their games respectable, which is a big step. People may look at the win-loss, but the scores are a big difference.
Okay, well, it appears that they're playing the national anthem here. So let's take a quick pause and give a salute here to our nation, our national anthem.
Okay, let me just go back to finish up that point. So I really want to see if the linebackers will come in and fill, you know, those gaps that kind of where East kind of gouged them last week. Also interesting to see, East obviously had a lot of success using that two tight end shotgun formation. No doubt, Valley View got that film. Again, Dave Evans being a good football mind. I'm curious to see if he'll use that formation in some form, a two tight end formation in some shape or form. Maybe not in the shotgun, but still, a two tight end. I'm curious to see that.
Well, you know, maybe it's a little ironic that you mentioned the linebackers, because up here in the press box was Brandon Reno, one of the outside linebackers, starting outside linebackers, who obviously has been injured for the last two weeks or so, and maybe it was part of his presence that was missing in regards to that West East game, as far as the backers not stepping up as much as they should have probably.
Maybe,
but
right.
Nonetheless, I think that the defense obviously will set the tone for tonight's game. If they can play tough, have that West East second half type of game, there's no reason in my mind why this shouldn't be a shutout.
Right. They may probably regain their focus, probably have a little chip on the shoulder wanting to prove that, you know, the offense is not saving them every game. So I think you're right. They're going to come out aggressive, probably come out tough, and try to make a statement early, I think. I wouldn't be surprised if Solis, who traditionally likes to receive when he wins the toss, he may even decide to defer, put his defense out first, try to make a statement early.
Well, it appears that both teams have went ahead and entered their respective inflatables. Looking at the game clock, we see 7.5 minutes remaining to kick off. You're listening to Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio. This, of course, is the second district game for both teams. It's the Ed Cal Chelsea Yellow Jackets versus the Valley View. The Valley View Tigers. And, you know, we'll use this opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, even if we had swimming or underwater best believing, we would cover it on EEJackets.com. While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal action shots of Ed Cal Chelsea football. Visit EEJackets.com/JBR. to access JBR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see action shots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio.
We're back, everybody, on the air here at Majestic Yellow Jacket Stadium with 6 minutes remaining in the pregame before the Ed Cal Chelsea Yellow Jackets will take on the visiting Valley View Tigers. The captains are headed out to the field and midfield for the coin toss.
And, you know, I do want to take a moment to apologize. We were unable to secure the lock here for the burglar bars. So for that reason, video may be a little choppy. There may be objects in the way. That, of course, is the burglar bars here on the press box window.
Looks like some of the linemen getting a chance to be captains this week. Always good to see the Hog Mollies up front getting some recognition.
And speaking of recognition, let's go ahead and identify who those guys are. It appears to be number 58, Frank Rodriguez.
Number 53, Paul Gomez.
Number 56, John Castillo.
And number 78, Luis Garcia.
So basically, that's the D line. That's the entire starting D line for the Jackets.
Nice to see them getting some love and some recognition.
And you know, just taking a quick gander at them, they just tower over the ref and the opponents there. That's a big meaty line there.
Yeah, this kind of gets bring it to the point. People are talking about that gap of talent. I don't think there's very much in the lines anymore with the Valley and upstate, and that's the most important part, if you ask me.
Momentarily distracted there by some visitors in the press box. I didn't even get to see who won the toss or anything.
Yeah, me neither.
God, that's the second week in a row that we've totally botched it. I'm blaming the people up here in the box. You got to understand, guys, that it is homecoming today. Should be a great halftime show. So naturally, there's a lot of activity here in the press box at the moment. People coming in and out and stuff like that, and it's very difficult for us to not say hello to these people as they're coming in. But nonetheless, 4 minutes exactly and counting remaining in the pregame. This game's ready to get started.
Yep, just right around the corner. It kind of looks like the team kind of went to their well, the jackets to their inflatable and Valley to their banner a bit too early. He looked a little anxious there. Kind of guys jumping around, not able to do that energy.
I think they're ready to get this game started, man. There's still a lot of time there.
And here come the Valley View Tigers out of their banner.
You wanna scoot that over there?
Yeah.
You got that much space. Or is that too far? Should I scoot over this way? And both teams. Oh, you just gotta zoom in a little bit.
Alright, by the looks of it,
well, you know, this has got to be the first time that both teams have been ready to go before the clock expires. We still got 2.5 minutes here, and both teams are on their sideline. They're ready to go, and I see Coach Solis signaling to cancel the 2 minutes and get this game on the show. And he's whistling over there, but apparently they're not quite getting the message. But the Valley View Tigers are on the field. They apparently will be kicking off, and the Yellow Jackets will be receiving.
Right. It's hard to tell who won the toss because, as we said earlier, Solis likes to receive. Probably one of the few coaches that we know who prefers to receive than to defer. Probably wants to get an early jump in with that powerful offense, get a 7-0 lead.
All right. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchosa Sports Radio.